Worship Design Studios leader Marcia McPhee writes, Jesus himself cried out to God from the Hebrew scriptures that were his holy texts, words we recognize from his last words spoken on the cross. Into your hands I commit my spirit. This is the kind of relationship with God that he wanted his disciples to have, to be able to let go of our need to control the future or our anxiety about what's going to happen, which we cannot know right now, and allow God to comfort us. Jesus reminded his disciples, and he reminds us, to trust in God, to trust in God when our hearts are troubled. It's okay to be troubled, but we can also know that even while our minds may be working overtime, our hearts can rest assured in God's love. Steadfast love is what God shows and what we are called to offer each other. In this way, we also are the presence of God through Christ so that others may know this comfort of a divine one. This comforting God was known to Jesus from the beginning. The first chapter of John's Gospel tells us Jesus, the Word of God, was with God from the dawn of time, and nothing came into being that Jesus was not a part of creating. All the Hebrew scriptures Jesus would have heard and learned throughout his lifetime affirmed God's strength, God's protection, God's love. The formative stories of Judaism include the Exodus story, God's deliverance of the Hebrew people from slavery in Egypt, and God's promise of a homeland fulfilled when Joshua leads the people to reclaim the land of their heritage, the promised land. And they include the words of God spoken through prophets such as Isaiah, who foretold both the exile and the return and restoration God would bring about. They include the 150 psalms we have in our Bibles today, songs and poems that cover the full range of human emotion and speak of close, intimate relationship with God, who both loves and nurtures, guides and corrects all God's children. I take refuge in you, Lord, says the psalmist. You are my rock, my protective fortress. Today's gospel reading from the 14th chapter of John is part of what's called Jesus' farewell discourse. Jesus is at table with his disciples for a final meal together. He's washed their feet, talked about servanthood. He's told them one of them will betray him and one will deny him. But also, Jesus says, don't let your hearts be troubled. Wait, what? Say his followers. One of us will betray you. One will deny you. You're about to leave us, and we shouldn't let that trouble us? Right, says Jesus, don't let that trouble you because you know where I'm going. Thomas is probably speaking for all of them when he says, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? And Jesus, the Word of God, says, I am the way. I am truth. I am life. If you really knew me, you would know Abba God also. And in me, you have seen God. What I think he means is, because we've seen Jesus, we've seen God, because we've seen the Word of God in action, restoring the brokenness in the world, forgiving sins, sharing love, offering compassion. Because we've seen those things, we know what God is like. Jesus says, I have shown you glimpses of heaven here on earth. Now, you know what your future will be like because, like me, one day you will leave this world and dwell with God and with me. And when you see me at work, you are seeing the goodness and the grace and the mercy of God. You are seeing the best of what we can give to one another in the family of God. And then Jesus tells them, anyone who has faith in me will do the works I do. Being Jesus' followers, being God's people in the world, means showing others those glimpses of God and of heaven like what we've seen and received and experienced through Christ. It means restoring the brokenness in the world, forgiving others and ourselves, sharing love and offering compassion. It means living the Jesus way, and not letting the problems of this world trouble us physically or spiritually. It means living with both the resurrection and the ascension in our sights, because the gospel accounts tell us that not only was Jesus raised from death to new life, but after his resurrection, Jesus also ascended to God in heaven, raised from death, raised to new life. It is both and. It is turning from and also turning toward. So Easter people, we are invited this day to turn away from our fears and worries, from our anxieties and our doubts, and turn our hearts and minds toward God and Jesus, toward the light that can drive away our darkness, toward the love that lifts us up, toward the compassion that helps us reach out to others, toward the healing that forgives us and saves us from the bitterness of brokenness, and toward the promise of an eternity spent with the one whom Jesus reflected in his life and his teaching, the God he called Abba Father, the God whose name means love. Amen.